West West, y'all.
Here's Ola. Oh, he's away from one, away from another. Look at this!
Might be a fairly long segment, this one. The Knights pipping the Warriors. The Knights at home over the top of the Warriors. Warriors coming off of two back-to-back losses after a draw to Manly. And one I thought we'd target. So many things to go through. I'll come to you guys. But, yeah, off the bat, like, just that comparison to Peyton, like, just the attitude of Webster, so still, I don't know if it's the same way he talks to the boys, but just still very calm, collected, speaks through the press conference, and then you see Peyton just, he's disappointed, and so I kind of see two flavors, because I'm like, well, is it time for the Warriors to have that same kind of rev up, like, just to really be called out, because, you know, Toddy, Webster kind of trusts the boys, trusts in their systems. And, you know, he kind of like, you know, we've got to kind of fix this stuff. Where Peyton kind of just was black and white and kind of...
You want the full Bella approach.
It's not good enough.
You want the coach to pull off Bella, like... Well,
and that's the thing, so... Because we're at a crucial point.
On the team. Yeah. What the fuck's going on out there, Tommy?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like we're at that point. We're at the beginning of the middle third of the season.
You never see Cleary outbursts. One of the best. Yeah. Only certain coaches are
and maybe that's not the culture. But it's like the Warriors have kind of come off, you know, and I don't know what's happening.
That's the
but
players,
is it
it's not the coach.
The Fisher is it the Fisher Harris thing has given these guys an out going, okay, so this is just part of our 3-year, 5-year plan. But I'm like, you can't do that. After last year's performance, the expectations are up here now. You can't go back to settling for we're just in a building phase. Because last year showed, like, you don't need this build. Like, you buy into the concept, Webster brings you up, and now you're here. You can't go from here, drop all these games, and then expect to not be judged and be like, oh, hey, look, we're building into our season. It's like, well, you can't. You don't get that luxury when you've got such a team and built all these expectations and you've done all the hard work to in the eyes of many, drop down to a point where it's like, well, you know, how do we fix this? Because the Manly was, you know, like off the back of the Rabbits. And you look at who the Rabbits are. So it's like, well, do we even count that? Because that's the most impressive we look. And then you hit Manly and you get a draw.
Right now.
And then you have a ugly St. George game. And everyone goes, That's the worst we've played. And then you go up against the Titans. And you go, actually, that was the worst we played, especially with the build-up of Anzac.
And now we just face
the Knights. Yeah, and so it's just a snowball, like things just haven't, and I'm not being a hater, but I'm just saying, like, these are where we sit right now as a Warriors fan and looking at what the Warriors have done. And another thing I want to throw in, is it time for Webster to swallow his pride and go, look, maybe I need to put my best fullback has he done the same experiment man. Adam O'Brien tried to do last year? He spent 5 rounds trying to put Ponga at half,
the wrong decision.
And it just didn't work. Then he got injured, and then he put him at fullback. Well, hey, yes, I am saying it. I'm not the coach. I said I trust in my coach.
Just not getting the same.
But I gave Klokstad 3. And it's not like Klokstad is like.
Are you pinning it on him?
Klokstad hasn't played bad. Like, you look at his stats. You look at Klokstad's stats. He hasn't played bad. He hasn't played bad. So he deserves to still get a start. He'll probably go to centre. But I think the experiments, it hasn't worked.
Switchers.
You sell it and you go. Yeah, I feel like, well, we can keep going. Like, man, the theory of, you know, whatever they
you're
call
emotional.
It. It's the, yeah, it's insanity. It's insanity, though. So if you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result,
relax,
we've done it for the last however many weeks.
He's giving up. But Stace, before
you, it's not giving up. Before you come I'm in, just saying the trajectory should change, and it needs not. To.
That's the fair
thing. And I
look at this.
It's seven easy games. For the next two games to be an out. So that's where I want to kind of end with. The next two games are easy out against the Roosters and Panthers.
Yes.
But this is our test. This is where we need a switch.
That's the thing, bro.
Because the season could be done. If we want to kind of build a season.
The season could be done in a month. Because look at this next seven games. You got Roosters.
And these are the teams you want to build. These are the teams you want to win against.
Dolphins, you know what? Let's be real. You ain't beating the Roosters. You ain't beating the Panthers. You could steal a win from the.
Well, why not? Why not?
You could steal a win.
Wait. Like. Let's not go there yet. Like, let's just get your comments on where we are.
Evidence. Like, you just presented us in the last 5 minutes. They've played well against the average mediocre teams.
But that's the thing. There's not enough evidence to what we've seen. There's not enough evidence to say they can't. Like, that's what I'm struggling with. I think that's what anyone's watching them struggling with is where is the evidence to say, like, every game you go, they could have won that. They could, like, every game.
Cowboys, Warriors in a month's time. That's over in Townsville. I'm going to be a realist and say nah. So you could steal a win from the Dolphins. You could steal a win. You got to get a win in the bye. That's four. And then you got the Storm. Then you got Titans, and then you got the Broncos. I'll give you Titans. I'm not safe to give you Broncos. So that's six, three wins. In the next 7 weeks, you're going to lose four games, bro. Against from the next 7 weeks, it's tough. This is the point.
This is the middle third, so that's why it's a crucial period because that's Origin period too.
Is the making or the breaking of your season? Because you guys got to at least get one or two wins.
It is.
Out of these three teams: Broncos, Storm, Bunnies, Roosters. If you guys can beat one or two of those teams, then I'd say they'd still be in the fight for the premiership because I called it too. I called them for the fucking that's probably ruled out now, the minor premiership. But anyway, Stace, sorry, Miles. Come in, bro, come in. You're the sane one here. Where's it gone wrong, bro?
A lot to unpack in amongst all that, but I feel like I saw like your point about the draw. So I get that there's no easy games, and that's the beauty of the NRL. But you know, the month we've had Seagulls, Dragons, Titans, Knights. That was the time that the Warriors should be pressing forward because we haven't played the Roosters yet. We haven't played the Panthers. We got the Broncos. We've got Melbourne again. So the hard part of the draw. Is still to come. This has been sort of the easy exactly. part.
So where's the evidence you're going to win these games, Hans?
So it's tough. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they, you know, it feels like Webster's got his plan A and he's sticking with it. It's like similar to what you mentioned on the selections there, Tan. So he's outside of injury, he's basically stuck with the guys that he wants. And I think he's saying that it's a, an execution
what change did you make, Oos?
Issue. Honestly, I wanted to see Te Mighty Martin. I put this up in our chat. Te Mighty Martin would be the guy that I'd be looking at. They're too Sean Johnson dominant and too right side dominant. So we saw in that game against the Knights, you know, Sean Johnson runs into the line, plays out the back to Chance, and he was just getting shut down straight away because it's quite predictable attack. You're not getting anything from the 5'8", so. They need to get
but a for who? Like, what's his name? The Balang guy's injured.
Yeah, I think that's why he's getting a reprieve, to be honest, because Metcalf and Chanel would be the obvious two guys, both of them out. So,
Chanel's out as well.
Yeah, both of them.
Not till round 14.
So he would have that's been a sort good... of where Tim White is getting a reprieve.
I'd like to see Chanel come off the bench, man, because he's a bit of impact, man. Defensively too, man, he can do a hit, but
yeah, he's got good D.
Your forwards, bro, because Egan's been quiet, and you know those moves, those block plays that you do really well, it don't work when it's a slow play of the ball and it's
labored. It's predictable block plays. That's what the problem. Yeah. You think about the Warriors last year, they went to that well so many times, and Dallin was Dallium Winger of the Year. He was like close to the top try scorers. Sean Johnson was close to Dallium Player of the Year. So it feels like oh, we'll just carry on with those same moves and keep going to the right. But now teams are ready for those moves and it's not working. And because it's not working, there's no plan B. And that's where it's sort of falling over.
And I think that's why I mentioned Roger, because he's so Johnson-centric that that teams know. You mark up on Johnson and it shuts down the play because it's... Yeah, and I think we haven't been challenged. Like, I think you look, other than Metcalf, we had our full contingent last week. And it's like we haven't been tested either without a Johnson. Like, it makes me nervous because, like, Johnson hasn't been out. Other teams, you know, the Panthers have lost Cleary, Broncos lost Reynolds, you know, all these, the Sharks, you know, they had Nico out for a couple games too. So all these teams, you know, have had that playmaker figure out and they've managed to figure it out. Whereas we're so Johnson-centric and teams, I guess that's the other thing too. Like, you look at the Panthers, like, as much as you say it's predictable, the Panthers' game plan is so simple but executedly perfectly. Every team knows it's Yo going out. You know, he's the ball player. But you just can't defend it because they pull it off impeccably. But I guess it's those options as well. You've got Yo, you've got Cleary, you've got Luai, whereas the Warriors are struggling with Johnson. And I guess the fear for me is the trajectory. You start bad on field, similar to the Rabbits.
Oh, shit.
And then you have a key player.
Cliff like that. Carry on.
Exactly. But the cliff you look at is kind of the same way these conversations go. Your performance starts bad, and so people start looking at the playmakers. The playmakers are, okay, well, they're still doing, like, Johnson's still performing. Like, you look, he's our key guy. So you can't blame it on Johnson. So where do you go next? So now these conversations start looking at maybe the coach, and you start having these dramas. All it takes is some random guy to have some off-field incident between now and the Panthers game. To all of a sudden, the wheels are falling off and the Warriors might be looking for a new coach. And that's the thing. Like, when I looked at the game last week, you look at the Knights game. The Knights were in the same position last year. Adam O'Brien was staring down the barrel. Ponga came back and led them on that amazing run. And then this year, it's like, well, yeah, without Ponga, you're looking down the same. Whereas they stood up last week, so it's like...
To be honest, they were poor. They were poor. The Knights were poor last week. We were just worse. That was one of the worst games I saw. It was too bumbling.
And that is the concern. We were worse.
We should have put them away. Anyway, yeah. One not positive, I will say, Dylan Walker, when he came on, he provided a bit of punch off the pitch. Yes. So, you know,
what about him?
In a pretty dull month, he was pretty good.
So yes, I guess to leave on a hopeful note, that's my call for this week, is we take the Roosters and we take the Panthers, because that's we haven't done good work to build a season, but you've got a shocker season. Like, if you can't build one, then you make a season, and I guess that's what the guys really need to turn around. You need to believe. You need, like, internally, they need to have the belief that we're still the same team that everyone looked at the beginning of the season. Like, you ask for the evidence, Si, and it's like, well, it's the same guys that started the season, the same guys that ended last season. So if they, well, yeah, I guess everyone throws it out, like, after this week, if they can't hit these two, because then it's the same as last year. It's like, I guess the same, we'll get to the Sharks next. It's the same trajectory where they were like, oh, these guys can run rampant over guys in the bottom eight. But when it comes to the actual teams that count, they can't do it. So that's kind of this is the beginning of the middle third of the season. You got the Origin period as well, where some of those teams are weakened. So it's a real opportunity for the Warriors in this middle third to kind of switch the season.
Wins there. Is the Origin? They're playing Broncos there in June or something like that. We're going to be a high representative team. So I don't know, bro. I wouldn't discount them. Like I said, if they can get maybe three or four wins out of that seven, then they're still alive.
Well, even for the players, like for themselves too, not just for a season. Like, some of these guys, like 2-3 weeks ago, were in Origin talks. And for all of these guys, you'd hope, like, is the Warriors the team that just kills Origin dreams? because Brett Tate fell over Origin contention when he came to us. You think of Vanua Blake, he was there or thereabouts. He didn't get mentioned last year.
Career
he was mentioned earlier this year. Now that's gone. No, you know, Wade McKinnon was in that number 9. Now everyone's like, oh, Uppy and Reese Robson. Yeah, McKinnon's lost his chances. Mitch Barnett, like 2 weeks ago, people were saying maybe Mitch Barnett's a contention.
I'll pick a Mitch now Barnett.
He's got, so it's... Yeah, so it's like,
the forwards have been giving you guys enough ball, enough territory. Like,
that's another thing then, because we have these 20-minute spurts, so is our rotation not as good?
Well, the bench isn't there, so normally you could
do quarter. You see, you guys got the best benches like fucking a month ago, bro.
When we have Dylan Walker, New Corday, Chanel, Jazz Tevanga, and all these guys, but they've all been out. Dylan Walker's just come back. New Corday's been out long term. Chanel's out long term. So that
you don't like Tomale? You know,
I'm not impressed with Tomale.
Hey, no. He's fucking got some skills.
What about Bunty? Bunty's been all right.
He's been out for a couple of weeks too. So that's where
Bunty's honest.
Notice a fall off. You can notice a bit of a fall off when the Warriors, not so much this weekend, but the previous couple of weeks, they've been outstanding the first 20 minutes and get off to a good start. Yeah. And then they get clawed back. And I think it's when Barnett and Fonua come off.
Yeah, especially that Titans game. That was so obvious, that Titans game.
That's where they need New Corday. Sorry, carry on.
No. That's
Are you done?
we're going to do a Suki Warrior session, so let's move on. The Sharks taking out the Dragons. The Sharks looking real good this year. And everyone talking about their contention, Nico Hines. You guys' thoughts? I don't know if there's anything you want to drag out of this game or just the Sharks in general. Your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I missed this one, but they've been playing good, man. They're definitely in the eight, and I can see them winning the eight. I mean, not winning the eight, but being top four prospects as well. But they're a team that I don't fully trust to put them in the same category as, say, the Panthers and the Storm. Definitely those two. I think Broncos, maybe a couple of games and a few instances where they've played at that level where they can... I thought they were unlucky against the Storm. And the Roosters now, who are capable. I think those four teams and Sharks are just... They've yet to prove that they belong in that category for me. Like I said, they've done this before. A bit like the Eels in the past. Not easily, but do enough to get into the final football. But always struggle against those top teams. So not too much to say about the Sharks. They do their thing. Nico Hines does his thing. There's going to be a good putting his hand up for Origin. But yeah, I don't know if I would hand on heart really say that they're in that category where they can fight for a Premiership boost. I don't know. What about you, Tanzi? You think they're capable of taking it out?
Yeah, a long way from saying they can take it out. But yeah, they look like a more complete team. Like, just even in their forwards, like they look a bit more solid. Like they've been doing a good job building their forwards. Yeah, I think just looking solid, like Sharks, I guess they're kind of one of those dark horses because on paper, like they're being built, like they're similar, like what Fitzgibbon's doing there is similar to the Panthers. Like he's just, with what he's got, he's made some amazing, like an amazing team. Like on paper, you look at that team.
But they've done this before.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
They've led the league for a lot of times during the middle part of the seasons. But it's been like a bit of a straight sets kind of falling out in the final. So, like I said, bro, it's one of those teams. We'll see them there, but truly not contention at the moment. But they'll get better and better. We'll see.
Yeah. I think they've got grit enough. I think they could push for top four.
Oh, yeah, I have them in the four. I said, you still got to beat one of those top two teams, Storm and the Panthers, where it's at. And then a whole bunch of teams after that, which they're a part of. Broncos, them, teams like the Eels are still in it. Yeah, if I got to know. Well, are you, Stace? You see see these fellas holding that top four spot, Sharks?
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, they've had a relatively straightforward draw so far, but just looking at the draw now, so they've got the Storm this week, then the Roosters, and then the Panthers. So I think the next 3 weeks we'll learn if the Sharks are legit or if they're sort of pretenders, because they've got three genuine teams who will put themselves in contender category. So yeah, we'll learn a bit more about the Sharks in the next 3 weeks, I'll say.
Just quickly,
to the top of the table.
Nico Hines, you'd have him at a possible 5-8 to partner up Cleary?
It's tough. Yeah, the 5-8 position is open, but at this stage, if I was picking the team today, I'll pick him or Matt Burton.
Burton.
I want them two fighting it out.
Ooh, bolter. That's a bolter.
Yeah, that is a bolter, man.
Well, Burton, that left edge of the Dogs has been outstanding, and he's been the catalyst for that, so. And he's a left side player, which I like, because Cleary's primarily a right guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, boys. Before we get into predictions for this week, actually, let's go there. Let's go to your New South Wales backline, Stace. As it stands today, who would you call 1-6, mate?
Yeah, I haven't got much changes. I mentioned this, I think, last time I was on, but I still like Dylan Edwards at fullback. I've got Lomax, and even he's dropped down a little bit on form, but, you know, the start of the season, Lomax on the wing with Brian To'o. To'o's one of the automatic guys. And I like Crichton. I thought he was one of New South Wales' best last year, so I'll pick him at the centres with Tommy Turbo.
Who were your wingers, To'o and?
And Zach Lomax. Oh,
wow. Okay.
I think Lomax's early form has been good. I'm pretty sure he's still up there stats-wise. I'll have to double-check that. But he was leading the NRL in sort of running meters and all these other stats with his attacks. So I think he's still up there. So Lomax is holding, but his position, he's not quite in the form. So, you know, it's a fluid thing. But, yeah, I've still got Lomax holding at this point anyway.
And Crichton Turbo in the middle?
Yeah, Crichton Turbo in the centres. And I do like Burton just because I think he's a left-sided guy with Cleary on the right.
Sorry, how are you looking at that, mate? You shaking your boots over there?
Sorry, bro, I just missed. Who was your other centre? You had
Turbo.
Crichton and Turbo. Oh, okay.
Trbojevic, yeah.
I think I've got the winning team if they go this way. I don't think they'll go that way, but this is my team. I'd have Tommy at the back.
Tommy.
To'o and Edo Carr as your wingers. Brian To'o, Edo Carr. Then I'd have Crichton and Latrell at...
Latrell?
At Tenor.
You're picking from the Woods Bush?
And Cleary and Hines. Well, Latrell at origin level. Wow.
And
you don't think, what if he comes out this next? He's back too. This
would
week.
That be one of the first and kills an origin player and from a wooden spoon team?
I think you just picked a couple of guys when the Bronx were winning the spoon.
Oh, yeah, true.
So,
true. Most possible.
I don't think
good.
Latrell, you guys are sleeping on him, and I respect what Edwards Dillon has been doing at the Panthers, but I think Tommy's class, and you got Tommy and Latrell on the same, and Cleary in the same team. Look, I was going between Luai and Hines, but I went with form with Hines. Tunt, what do you got?
Yeah, like I am still real shocked at the Luai, like not in the conversation. Like
no one mentioning the Usei.
Yeah. Maybe that's just origin, just these. Yeah, exactly. Like, you kind of, when it comes to origin, you want these combinations and these guys to grow into it. And you know what he can bring.
Exactly.
So, just chopping and changing. Like, even Burton is a new figure there. Like, kind of. Did he play six last time? Or was he centre?
I think I had Hines last time.
Was Burton centre last time? Or number six? What did you experiment with? What was the experiment that year?
One of those played centre, I think you're right.
Red rubber game threes.
Yeah. Let's just give him a jersey.
He was awesome in that game too. So,
yeah, I am still so harsh. Like, Teddy's been so... But, yeah, I guess eventually you've got to... Yeah, I don't know how you do it in Origin, like how you hand over that mantle, especially when you're still at the top of your game, but maybe it's just those...
On form, he hasn't done anything wrong.
Exactly. But then maybe it's those hard conversations, like Gagai got the hard call last year, and we were all shocked as Queenslander fans. We were like, what the heck? So maybe that's a call they need to make on Teddy. As much as he's got so much pull and an Origin player, maybe Madge can change, because it changes, as much as they play a similar game, I think it still changes the way you need to play the game. It is a big change. Hopefully it helps you guys. I don't think so.
It doesn't matter.
I think that's always been New South Wales' problem, is how much different options they've got. Yes. Sometimes
spoiled for choice, and that's why we're always the underdogs, mate.
So, like, you know, if you ask 10 different guys, you're getting a lot of different backlines. And it's not that any of those are wrong or right, but it's sort of
what's the plan to work with.
I quite like Simon's backline that he picked there.
All right. Cool. And since we've come to the middle third, let's do a review. I think Cy wants another bite at the cherry, so he's wanting to do another update on our top 8 predictions. So let's go there with your 9 rounds of knowledge. I'll come to you first, Stace. Who do you want to adjust in your top 8? Let's go through it again and give me your top 8, and we'll call out any adjustments from your first call, mate.
I'm just trying to remember what my first call was. I think I've got written here somewhere, but I quite like, just what I'm thinking about, I quite like the look of the Dolphins. Hey. So I know that I didn't have them in the top 8 initially, but I think that they will be a top 8 team.
Nice.
And this year is going to be quite similar to last year, where, you know, you think about last year with the Rabbits and the Cowboys, and I think the Eels had a top 8 team last year, and for whatever reason, they didn't make it. So, like Simon, you mentioned earlier, there's sort of 10, 12 teams who are good enough, and we're going to be scratching our head at the end, thinking, how the hell did this team make it? I obviously hope it's not going to be the Warriors that skip out, but at this stage, I'm putting the Dolphins in. I had the Titans in there, so I'll take them out. But I was relatively happy with my top 8 that I picked. Just looking at the bottom 8 now, it's only the Warriors that were in the top 8 that aren't at the moment. So
you're keeping them in there?
I am keeping them in there, but they need to start pulling finger pretty soon.
You're getting ready to sell those tickets, are you? You're getting nervous. Sell those flights, mate.
I'm still going to go. I'll be there. Oh, yeah, I've got my top 8 here. So this was my original top 8. So the Panthers, Warriors, Roosters, Broncos, Storm, Titans, Cowboys, Seagulls. So not too bad.
Yeah.
And Titans I'm going to pull out, and I'm going to put the Dolphins in there.
So your Panthers, Roosters, Broncos, Manly.
Warriors, Storm, Dolphins now. Cowboys and Seagulls. So
you're still picking the Warriors?
I am. I'm still keeping the faith. Wow. Our points differential is still quite good and positive 11. And I think that's going to be important in the final wash-up, because there's a lot of teams quite close.
There's mathematical chance already.
You know, if we won one more game, we'll be in 10th, so we'll move up.
We've been doing the predictions for so long that the maths can start from round 9, mate. We already know the maths calculations can start from round 9. If we lose next week, we know there's mathematical chance we're still there.
Just 3 points out of the 8, so early days.
Exactly.
Early
days. How about you, Si? I'll call out your original pick, Si. Warriors, Panthers, Broncos, Rabbits, Roosters, Storm, Eels, and Cowboys. How much does that change? You still got the Eels in there?
Yeah, big time. Cool. I think definitely the Rabbits are coming out of that one.
Okay.
I'm going to keep the Eels there. I also had the Warriors in there. And to be honest with you, not being a hater,
they're coming
I just
up.
Haven't seen enough evidence that they're going to. I think there's something brewing at the Warriors, and it's not good, mate. It's they need to change up their whole attack. Like you said, maybe put RTS at fullback, but do something. But it's they're getting enough ball, but not doing, you know, anything good. Not too many scoring opportunities.
Nine rounds. The Warriors out.
No one. Tohu needs to straighten up and get Egan back in the game. But like I said, this next seven games, it's going to be too hard for them, bro. Oh. I think they've. It's already a bit of a. There's too many teams competing. I think out of the eight, I called the Raiders in there.
Nah, you didn't have the Raiders. Oh, nah. You taking the Warriors out, putting in the Raiders.
I'm taking the Warriors out, putting in the Raiders.
Oh, wow.
And I'm taking the Bunnies out and putting in I had the Cowboys in there, eh?
No. Oh, yes. The Cowboys were there. They just made your eight.
I had the Eels. So out of all of that, I didn't have the Sharks, eh?
No.
So I'm going to put the Sharks in. I think they're going to do enough to get in the eight. And those are my replacements. Wow. The Sharks in for the Rabbitohs. The Eels in for
Warriors.
The Warriors, yeah.
Or
and the Raiders in one of those other.
She got the Bulldogs not making it.
No, he hasn't got the dogs.
You just took them up for half an hour ago.
They said they're capable, but I think there's too much talent in teams like Raiders and the Cowboys. And who knows? We'll fucking win. Ponga comes back, the Knights could be on a roll. So yeah, and the Eels are just one of those fucked up, spoil multi teams. You don't know which team's gonna turn up, but they've been in the Panthers. They got the team on their day to beat anyone. So I think they got a better chance than the Warriors.
Sorry, and the Cowboys were still in.
Warriors have just had. Yeah,
still with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. Yeah, interesting. Quite spread. So you got Eels, Panthers, Raiders, Sharks, Broncos, Roosters, Storm, Cowboys. Stacey, you've gone with Panthers, Roosters, Broncos, Manly, Storm, Cowboys, Warriors, Dolphins. And I've gone similar. Panthers, Storm, Sharkies, Roosters, Manly, Broncos, Warriors, Knights. Wow. Few change-ups there from the beginning of the season. What are the Spooners? Were we switching those out? We all got the same one, or?
I'm thinking what you guys are thinking. So I'm not sure if anyone's got anything different.
I need to, mate. Yeah.
All right. Nice, boys. Let's get into the predictions. Important week, round 10, beginning of the third, middle third, Dolphins Manly. Let's go to you first, Ace, on this.
Yeah, interesting. This is actually fourth versus fifth on the ladder. So listening to our early predictions, I don't think many of us had these two teams that high. So they've done quite well to defy the odds there. I'm just looking at the list now, looking forward to that battle of the seven. So you got the old master Cherry Evans against the young Wonderkind and Katoa there. So I quite like the look of Katoa. You know, speaking of Origin, I think he might be the long-term replacement for Cleary. Wow. And I think he'll get the Dolphins home. He's that good. I think he's going to get the Dolphins home. So, I'll go Dolphins in a close one. The Dolphins by two.
I think there's more talent in this Manning team, but I think on the evidence and being home game, Dolphins have been playing a lot more consistent and a bit more grit as the usual Wayne Bennett top of team show. Like I said, Manly, heaps of talent, but just been very inconsistent, losing games where they should have won, especially that Warriors one. That might come in rhythm end of the season there. Should have won the Warriors game. But I'm gonna go Dolphins. Same as they say. Maybe an upset, you would say.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I guess going off the back of what you said, inconsistent. So I'm picking Manly for this one with their loss-win-loss record. I think they're due for a win if that's their record and their inconsistency. Panthers Doggies. How are you boys seeing this? Si?
Yeah, Panthers too good. I think it'll be a close one because there's, you know, there's plenty of Panthers flavor in the Doggies team. But yeah, bro, Panthers just, what more can you say about them, bro? They're just running along. But in a close one, bro. Yeah. Doggies, like I said, Doggies haven't been playing bad at all.
Yeah.
So Panthers just.
Yeah, you're probably right on a close one. Stace, Panthers versus Panthers 2.0?
Yeah, this is going to be quite an interesting match. The Panthers got a few out just looking at the team list. So it's actually Tango in particular who I think is going to be a huge loss. So with him out, it's young Paul Adamoti. He's playing right
center. He was impressive last time so he was be out defending. Last time Tango got suspended, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good, but he'll be defending against that Dogs left edge who we've spoken about a bit earlier in the podcast. So that, to me, that Dogs left side's been close to the best in the comp. And you think about Alamotti, he's a talented kid, but he's young. And he's been in and out of first grade essentially because of some defensive lapses. So I see the Dogs getting some luck exposing sort of Alamotti's defensive inexperience. So I'm going to go for the Dogs in an upset. Dogs by 6 on that one. That left edge to target Alamotti and get a win.
That's a big call. Almost convinced me, but I'll stick with the Panthers. Cleary's back in the team. So let's go with common sense. Broncos versus the Eels. Si, Eels struggling still without Mitchell Moses. Surely the Broncos. Si?
Yeah, well, it's not an easy game, man. This is the baby Bronx. So we mentioned earlier, Ezra's got the chance to lead the boys around. We got Josh Rogers making his debut in at 7. Personally, very little of him. But the Eels are, I don't know if struggling is the right word, but inconsistent with Brown as the 7. I had a few. Mike Esteva is back after that. Brain explosion here a couple of weeks ago. But just that kind of a team, do Mavaliers, like penalties, get them down. So I think Broncos can bank on a inconsistent team. But if they show up on their day, it's a coin toss, bro. But I'm just going to go with the team here, bro. Broncos in a close one.
Stace, you think the Broncos got enough to get over the top without Reynolds? Josh Rogers, I haven't heard much of him. So I think he might be debuting as well.
Yeah, never heard of him as well. So they're really struggling without Mitch Moses. And then you say they've also lost Clint Gutherson as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, I actually think the Bronx will give them a good old-fashioned carve-up. So interested to see how Josh Rogers goes because, you know, Adam Reynolds has been out for, might be out a bit longer term. So, you know, they need someone to sort of step up in his absence and keep them in that sort of playoff contention until he comes back. So hopefully he can be that guy who fills that void. I actually hope the Broncos waste the Eels and carve them up quite good. Then Brad Arthur gets the sack. And Wade Bennett gets the job to coach the Eels next year. Not the
Rabbits.
Bloody Rabbitohs. So, yeah. But that's only going to happen if the Eels start getting some beatings.
What are you trying to keep Brad Arthur fired for, bro? What's the deal?
I want Wayne Bennett's going to coach next year. It's just a question of who. I'd rather he coach the Eels than the Rabbitohs.
Interesting. You heard much about Rogers, though? Is he like a long-term plan replacement for Reynolds? Or?
Nah, I haven't heard too much about him.
You guys aren't like that. You guys just buy. Just buy talent. Easier. You guys don't have a nursery.
What happened to that other guy, Koga?
He's from the area, mate. He's from the area. But it's like a system, man. That they're trying to. We've seen. Sorry, man. His name escapes me. The other half really fall into place really well. But interesting. I thought maybe they'd give Sailor a go in the team somewhere because he could also fit in at.
Oh, he can play in the halves as well,
but probably two similar players to Mamb. Yeah, well, yeah, Wendell, his son, Tristan, he, when he was down at the Dragons, he
played a bit
of there. I think he's one of those players that can cover, but they brought him to the reserves, but not on the bench. Yeah, it's like I said, bro, they've done all right at not having Reynolds there before. I think maybe in the pack, we've got the edge there. Haas, not even fully back to 100%, but Pierre Kuta's playing awesome. Ricky's been playing awesome. So they're not a bad team, bro, but they're just inconsistent.
Not at all, yeah. All right, the Knights and the Tigers. Knights, yeah, not impressive last week, but more impressive than the team they played against the Tigers. Yeah, the Tigers due to turn this run around or Stace?
Yeah, I mentioned on a previous podcast talking about the Knights, sort of no Ponga, no chance. But, you know, to their credit, they've won the two games in a row without him. They've shown a bit of grit there. So I picked they'll carry on that form and beat the Tigers. So I'll go Knights by six on that one.
Yeah.
Picking a few upsets.
So, Benji's boys, couple wins now, losses now, after he kind of looked like he was getting them on board. This is probably a really good challenge for them too. This is one they probably should target. They probably targeted the Doggies one last week too. So they should be kind of hurting from that Doggies loss.
I don't know. I kind of put the red line through them. Already the Tigers. That's like me picking that they're not going to make the eight. They're not premiership contenders. They never were, but I thought they like the Doggies, maybe a smoky for the eight, but I don't know. I just think there's more teams ahead of them. On their day, they can do well and beat teams, but I just, they're probably a year or two away from finding the right balance. So I'm going to say, like, after the performance, like I said, they're going to learn new ways to win Newcastle because they don't have their star player. They don't. A lot of their tries in the attack comes through Ponga and how he can skip across and open holes. They're going to become grinding. They're going to use that pack, try and get some of those outside backs involved. But yeah, bro, they're quite solid. I won't even discount them out for the eight yet. Knights, because watch Ponga when he comes back. He'll change that team, especially if he can string a few wins without him. So I'm going to pick the Knights here. Close one.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with the Tigers upset here. I thought Uppy might be out for this one. Yeah, I think it's one of those games. Like, they should have targeted last week. They missed that. Yeah, as much as the Knights got up over the Warriors, I think they have the team to do it. So, yeah, I'm going to back the Tigers here for an upset, obvious upset. But I think they can do it. Dragons and Rabbits. Dragons been there, thereabouts. No one's really sure. But the Rabbits have been horrible. Yeah, any reason the Rabbits don't lose this, Stace?
Yeah, two horrible teams. Latrell's back, so they take you to big in. I know that Sai's a big fan.
He's back in these nuts squad as well, I'd like to announce. So welcome back, Latrell. We've been waiting for you. We need a big game for you, mate.
Yeah. You know, the Rabbits, they sacked their coach, Demetrio. So, you know, normally once that happens, there's a bit of a lift from the players because, you know, the under pressure coach isn't there to take the heat off them. And if they don't start winning now, then everyone starts pointing fingers at the players. So you can see a bit of that lift, like I mentioned. And I think we'll see that this game. The players will lift, and I think the Rabbits will get that much-needed win this week. So I'll take them Rabbits by seven on field goal there.
Field goal to boot. Is that a Latrell field goal there?
yeah, might as well, yeah. Good practice origin.
I think Dragons are due for a good performance. They've been poor the last week or so, but yeah, it's one of those games like, who cares? Like, these two teams aren't making, mate. But yeah, but I'm gonna say Dragons.
Nice. On the front. Oh, yeah. similar attitude. I am actually going to go rabbits on this, just because I'm welcoming back Latrell into these nuts. So I'm hoping for a big one from him. Storm Sharks. This is probably the game of the round for me. Real tester and a real eye-opener for where everything's at. First and second playoff. Stace?
Yeah, I'm with you. This could be match of the round. So this is first versus second. And to me, the Storm, why they're so high up, because they've got the best spine, or the best performing spine in the comp so far this year. So you take both Hughes's out and Pappenhausen's out. So that leaves them a bit weak. I'll go the upset here. I'll go the Sharks to win, just because of those spine outs for the Storm. Nico Hines, he'll have a blinder, and then when you ask me who my New South Wales team is next week, Hines is going to be back in the sixth jersey after a good performance.
So, yeah, no Peps, no Jerome Hughes, but Fa'alongo's in after that amazing try last week. Is it enough to get the Storm over the line against the Sharkies? It's a real test for the Sharkies. Everyone's kind of counting them off as same as last year. Team that fussies the under, you know, below the eight. Any team in the eight, they're
that's like, right, yeah. They can't do it. I think it's going to be a tight game here. I think both teams are playing at the top of their game. And even though the loss of Hughes and Pappenhausen, Fa'alongo definitely, like, they don't, what they lose in Pappenhausen, Fa'alongo makes up for it. They don't lose speed. They probably gain speed, especially with the injuries Pappenhausen's had over the years. Unpredictability, maybe a bit stronger carries. Probably we haven't seen what kind of a player he is in linking with ball play, but bro, I mentioned it in our Facebook page. We shared a video of that mean try last week. This guy's a fucking future superstar, man. And green as, bro. I love that fact, man, that this guy's got raw power, man. Those humble genes, man. And Wishart's slotted in the house before. I think he can just... With Munster, there's enough in Munster's skill set to run the team. And when I say run the team, he's got Grant there, the captain. Yeah, bro, I'm gonna say Storm, man. And a close one. I think the Sharks will stand up. But I just think that they come against the Storm team on fire at the moment.
Mm. Nice. Yeah, I've gone Storm as well. With a big performance from Munster. Like, as electric as Sualovi is at the back, I guess the fullback position isn't just based on that attacking prowess. It is the communication and organization of the defense as well. So like you're saying, he's green, but hopefully the Storm system has taught him to speak enough English to instruct those backline players where they need to. So hopefully he's got enough of that communication. Because, yeah, as much as you see that attacking prowess, obviously for the Storm to trust him at the back means he knows that stuff. So that's impressive. As much as we think he's green and he's a fob and he does that amazing stuff, for them to trust him at the try, back, man, means that's top five. He must know that system.
Top three plays, solid tries, eh?
So,
Off the scrum.
Yeah, but it's not the highlights that you're worried about, Fa'alongo. It's the, like Tan said, the defensive organisation and all the other bits of the game. Because we know he's exciting.
Can he organise that stuff? So maybe it's part of the, you know, the Rima Smith, Nick Meaney, you know, especially with Meaney there. They could have easily slotted him that back. So they're trusting him at the back. So obviously it's something they've worked out, and maybe he has got that talent to be able to kind of... So as much as we think he's green, maybe he's kind of in the system and knows how to get those guys around the park. So, yeah, I've gone Storm as well. Big one for the Warriors. Roosters over at Allianz. Sai, you've ridden the boys off, mate. You've taken them out of your eight. Is this where it begins? Is this your...
Unfortunately, this mountain's too high to... mate. Because the Roosters are just coming off They were fucking. They did not let up against the Bronx. It kind of flattered them. The Bronx lost a lot of ball. But just the last couple of weeks, bro, we've seen the Roosters, McGuire. And Teddy's not even out of the conversation, bro. How good is he traveling? And they still haven't learned to play, really get on board with the way, the style of Brendan Smith at nine. But they look a lot better with, Connor. What's his name? Connor Watson, when he comes on, that's where they killed us. We lost Mam. We lost Mam and ended up having Smoothie there because Walters had to go to half. But fucking Connor Watson just ripped us apart in the, from dummy half. It's a different player to Smith, eh? But maybe there's something in there when they start working out that Smith's one of us can be like a forward interchange. His power runs, but using the smarts of Watson. And they're using a lot of one out or first receiver with how good's what's his name playing Sam Walker the last couple of weeks.
That's what I caught at the beginning of the season. For the Roosters to go on, he needed to. Man.
But it's interesting to see because the last couple of weeks they've had Radley not there, but Radley's very dominant first receiver. Where they, I think in the past, where a lot of teams try to copy, mimic what Penrith do. And I think that's what Warriors are getting unstuck, is having that ball player 13 as a first receiver. But you're seeing what Walker does at first receiver. He can open up the ball a bit more. And their attacks really changed this last couple. It's a bit more not set for set, but
just very,
you know, a bit out of the ordinary. And yeah, well, it suits Teddy. He can just pop up anywhere. So they're going to get better and better, where the Warriors have to figure it out very fast. I just think defensively, there's too many fucking firepower in the Roosters for them to stop. Sorry to say, mate.
Stace, strong points, especially Sammy Walker and the form he's been in. All these extra strike points, not just in the back, like... we've mentioned it earlier, Angus has been in some pristine form, most likely in line to get another blue jersey, I think. Deservedly, too.
Surely, blue jersey for Harden, man.
Yeah, some real troubling signs. A real test for the Warriors, too.
Off the bench.
Where do you see the Warriors being able to rein this game in?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm just looking at the team list now. So, Daniel Tupo, Whitey Hargraves, Spencer Lenu, and Victor Radley, all back this week. It's
pretty much their full
set. So, that doesn't all go good. Yeah, that doesn't all go well for the Warriors, if I'm being honest. But, Andrew Webster, you know, he's really held his nerve after a difficult month, which we talked about earlier. And he's really only made changes due to injury. So, I don't know. If Webster can keep the faith in the team, and yeah, so can I, man. I think the Warriors will win a close one. SJ field goal to win it.
I like the call.
What's the deal with having Adam Pompey on the bench? It's a funny one. You've got Dylan Walker, Jazz Tevanga, and Adam Pompey. Like three.
Pompey's been playing back cover. Row. Pompey's been playing back row in reserve grade. So he does have a bit more versatility. He's exclusively center last year.
Well, that's quite good. So an option.
There's something.
Especially, you know, he's been at
an option
at that level. Know, he's a good defender.
I went at Zion Mayumi. He was good, man, when he Zion. Made his debut, eh? But then keep on last week.
Yeah. Zion's a middle, so I don't know if they've got enough edge back row cover because they've got Mitch Barnett playing in the back row with Capewell out injured. So maybe Pompey might spell one of those back rowers. You know, those back rowers, and there might be the thinking there. But he's been on the bench the last couple of weeks, and I don't know if he's even got maybe 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there.
Well, that's what I mean, bro. It's a bit of like a fiddler, like stupid idea to have someone on the bench.
I think that it's sort of... It's been endemic of the Warriors, so they've got off to this lightning quick start. Then they've fallen behind. And then I think that's where Webster's had to keep on, you know, Barnett and all these other guys, make them play longer minutes, try to win the game for them at the end. And that's where Pompey hasn't really got the minutes. So I think plan A is to give him 20, 25 off the bench. But because they're behind, they've got to try and win it. And that's where he's saying, hey, look, Tohu, you guys got to stay on to win the game for us. That's my theory anyway.
Nice.
13 plus Roosters.
This guy. All right. Wrapping us up. Again, the Cowboys. Yeah, similar trajectory to the Warriors. Kind of real confusing for punters and fans to kind of know where they're at. Versus the Titans, getting better every week. Where do you see this, Si?
Oh, this is going to be a good game. Probably like right up there for game of the round. Excited as well. The NEF comes to town. Nice. It's a local game for me. I'm Rabina Stadium, so definitely going to be...
Take your son to watch his favorite team, mate.
Yes. But excited because both teams are on form, bro. And the Titans been unlucky to be second to last, but definitely in the last month have been one of the form teams, playing really tough. And likewise, Cowboys for the last 2 weeks, and they're overdue, well overdue for a win. Both teams are hungry for a win. I'm going to say Cowboys, bro. I'm going to say Cowboys because they're on paper, just got a bit too much. And some of these players putting their hands up for Origin will start, you know, standing up. Players like Cotter, Nanai.
Robson.
Mm. Robson, you know. It's too good of a team. They're way better on paper. They should win. A close one.
Stace, seeing it any different, mate?
Yeah, I am actually. You know, we talked about this before, but the Titans, that's probably one of the best second to last place teams I've seen for a while. So just looking at their last four games, their biggest losing margin was that 4-point loss to Manly. So they really could have won way more games than they have. And then they'll be a bit more higher up the table. And talking about the Cowboys a bit earlier as well, they've got those defensive frailties, man. And, yeah, they've only kept one team under 20 points, and that's where I think they've got some big issues. So I think the Titans can exploit them, particularly with now they've got AJ Brimson at fullback. So like I mentioned before, he straightens their attack and he plays through the ruck a lot more. And you think about who the Cowboys got. They've got Tom Lolo, McLean, and Griffin Neem, these big guys but not good lateral movement guys, so they can get stepped and beaten around the ruck, and I think AJ Brimson can be that guy. He is that guy. So I'll go the Titans to win it that way. So I'll go Titans 10, by 10.
Nice. Yeah, I've backed you too, Stace. I think similar views on the Titans game plan. And similar to, like, you know, the Cowboys, like the Warriors, like it's just a passion thing, like being able to get over these teams that haven't really figured out their almost like their defensive structures, just a very attacking style team, similar to the Warriors. The Titans could exploit that, so yeah, I'm pipping them as well. Yeah, so should be a good week. Interesting. Yeah, probably very crucial week we're heading into this weekend for the Warriors. But yeah, looking forward to it. Any final thoughts from you boys? Good rap, boys. Si, come to you first, mate. Any last words?
I forgot to mention this, but I don't know what you had planned. But we should have kicked off the potty or just give some alofas and some alofas to the Kalava family. Our dear sister Janet passed away last week, and she got laid to rest today. It was also alofas to Steve, Tama, brothers of the show, as we all know, Isaya, who's passed, Janet's older brother. Is already up there and waiting for her in open arms. So big alofas to Steve and the family, Tama and the Koinga names. Just wanted to throw that one in there also before we forget.
Yeah, nice. It was real poignant, especially, you know, this podcast started from the also eyes. So yeah, the Ainga got to lay his sister to rest. So yeah, hopefully she's up there with the us now. You know, she's had a hard few months too, struggling through the cancer battle. So yeah, love to the Ainga and nice shout out also. Stace, any last words from you, bro?
Yeah, no, just echo you guys' thoughts. 100% agree. So, you know, to Kev's and his family and all the rest of it, you know, hearts go out to you guys. And they're a big part of us, the Kalava family, and big part of the network as well. So, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to them. Just another sort of shout out I wanted to give, sort of a late one, but for the Warriors,
yes.
Under 17s, Harold Matthews. They won the tournament in their inaugural season. So, yeah, nice. A special shout out to them. Jeremiah, his son, Ezekiel, was playing on the wing there. Yeah, he scored a try in that final. So he must get it from the mum side, Magdalene.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, his son's playing the Warriors under 17s and scored a really good try in the final.
That's
really
awesome. Really shout out to Ezekiel.
Shout out to the Warriors.
Nice. That's an awesome shout out to finish off. Cool. Yeah. Round 10. Here we come. Thank you, boys. Awesome rep. Tune into all the rest of the WesWes Network podcasts. Thank you. Leave in your comments and we'll try and shout you out the next time we catch up. Other than that, thank you, boys. We out. Up the Waz. Still our season.